when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you say you got to put in a new
light bulb.
When if people were carrying washing out to hang it on the line, they had to put it in
A basket.
Do you know what the thing they used to call things that nails would come in? They're like a barrel but smaller.
That nails?
It's like a barrel but smaller. Beer, I think, comes in there too. Now, I don't know what you
said. Are you talking about a keg?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Come to think of it, beer would make me think of the nails. Yeah. You know, look at
that rings a bell faster.
Yeah, that does. Come to think of it. Okay, you know what? And call the thing that would run around a barrel to hold it in place. metal
thing. Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's the same word as, you know, they used to have those big skirts that were...
Hoops, yeah.
Yeah. What would you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
A cork.
And a little instrument that you blow on it, you know, children might play it, and it's got holes all in it, and you...
A harmonica.
Mm-hmm. And now something that you might... how does it go? Similar to that, but you put it between your teeth, and you pluck on it like this.
Talking about Jew's harp?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you call the thing that you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay.
What would be with him in place during the movie, so.
Well, I didn't know that, and I felt like I was a real dumb.
Well, I think some people also call the harmonica mouth harp.
A mouth harp.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Anytime that you think of something like that, that even though you don't say it, but you've heard.
Okay.
That's great. Like okay. Harp, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything like that.
Yeah.
you know, you had a wagon and horses, the wooden piece that comes up between the horses.
Oh.
No. Let's see if you've ever heard of tongue on a wagon.
No, I haven't.
Okay. How about on a buggy? Have you ever heard of buggy shaft?
No.
Now, you might know this. On a wagon wheel, do you know what you call it?
The outside?
Yeah.
The rim?
Okay. The thing that horses pull on, there's a thing called a single tree. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-mm. No.
Single tree or
single?
Tree or double?
Single tree?
Double tree.
Now, does that distinguish, like, if you have one horse or horses?
Yeah, it does. And it's something that the traces are fastened to on the horses. But that was something I learned.
Yeah.
Okay, if there was something, like, well, it could be wood, I suppose, that someone was picking it up at one place and then unloading it another and going back and forth, you'd say that person was... Like if it were wood, it could be something else, but you'd say that person was, you probably wouldn't say he was carrying wood, you'd say he was...
Moving it, or...
Okay, would you ever use the word, would you ever say hauling in that?
Oh, yeah. Hauling wood.
You would use hauling, yeah, I probably didn't
use
that very well.
Yeah.
In reference to picking up something and dropping it off and going back and forth.
Yeah, leaning more toward, giving the idea of work, you know, I'd say hauling it.
Now, if there was, like if a tree had fallen across a driveway or something, across a road, now, to get it out of the way, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and we fastened it to, to a car, and then if you were using the word drag, you'd say we...
Well, I would say drug it, and then sometimes I say drag.
Sometimes you'd say drag it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you'd say, now, in the past, several times we have.
I think I probably say drug more, and I know.
You say we've drug it.
No.
Say it, and then you can tell better if you say it because it don't sound more natural.
I guess dragged, man.
Okay. You'd say we have.
We're dragged. Yeah.
Yeah, you might. Yeah. So like yesterday we drug it, but in the past we have dragged it, kind of.
Yeah, that's one of those ones that
goes back and forth.
Yeah,